a jolly good morning, as they would say in England. Welcome to your second, guided japa session. During this japa session, it is very important for us to create new habits or a new experience because it is ultimately an experience that carries over into our daily life. We think, oh yes, that was good. I chanted good japa that morning in that new Vrindavan retreat when the candles were lit and the fans were above my head. You know, we are like this, we human beings. So, very simply, for a good and taste-filled japa, it is important to absorb ourselves. Only when you are fully absorbed, that is, when your activities, but also your mind, but also your feelings are engaged and are not in divergence, they are in congruence, they are in harmony, then you can have taste. If we all know this, if we do something and our mind is somewhere else, that activity becomes a chore, a duty, a dry mechanic thing. So in these guided japa sessions, we want to see how we can bring our inside and outside, that is our mind and heart, in alignment with our outside, with what we do, that is produce japa. Then we will be absorbed and then we will not want to stop. We will chant in the bus, we will chant while we walk, we will chant in our office and say, hey guys, let's make a japa pause, I teach you how, and so on. It will be something that is always with us and that addresses this main problem, how we need taste to continue with joy doing japa, and that will spill over or carry over into our kirtan. So very simply, we will now go through the three gates again. We will remember this little image here. Narottam, would you be so kind to just move it a little that the devotees on this side can see? I heard that New Vrindavan wants to build a new facility because this gets a little small. But for now, the first gate is the gate of the body. What do we do with the body? Please do as you hear. Sit properly. In the commentaries on the Vedanta Sutta, it is marked out that posture is so important. It says, when you do japa, you should sit. When you do japa and pray, you should sit. So sit properly, just open your shoulders a little wide in order to, yes, open the breathing volume of our lungs. Put your head straight. You will be more awake when you do this. It's an awakening posture. This comes later. And then take good care of your pronunciation and your reception of the sound. You call that listening in our culture, no? You listen to yourself, or you receive the sound in an alert way. This is what you do with the body. Let us chant the Panchatattva mantra, and then we will do this for some time. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gobhaktavinda Hare Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare
Rama. Good. Continue. Good posture. Good pronunciation of the Mahamantra. Not very loud. It should be just audible for you. It's called Upangsu Japa. And good reception of the sound through the audio channel. No? So, good listening.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Please continue. Try your best. Good posture. Good pronunciation. And good listening to the sound of the holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare.
Hare Krishna. Very well. This was the first gate, and it is important to go to the second gate, the mind. My dear devotees, when you do japa, the mind can be in two modi. I mean, it can be in many modis, but generally there is the active, focused mind, which you use when you, for instance, talk to someone and you need to concentrate and have your words right. But then there is also the more passive mind, that is the mind which you have when you really listen with interest to someone. It's the more receptive mind. The two centers which I used in our brain is when you focus, you concentrate here. I don't know really if the, I don't think it's the prefrontal area, it's another area. But when you receive, you relax, you don't, you are open, you're receiving. In yoga philosophy, this is the area here behind the head, not on the seeker, here in the back. So when we want to do japa with the mind, we need to activate these two things. And if we can oscillate, is the change, oscillate between the two, then we will always be wide awake. That may be a little bit new now, and we should not get overcrowded with too many informations, but let us put this in simple words. Sometimes you just listen with your mind, then you are in the more receptive mental mood, right? And sometimes you feel when the listening is no longer there, you're somehow somewhere, hey, where am I? I don't even know where I am. I'm on dull mood, most probably. Then you go into the focus mood. So when you are in the focus mood for some time, you feel, oh, now let me just listen to the holy name and go back. And in this way, my dear devotee, so you will always be engaged with your mind. The mind is very important. When you pass the gift shop, there is a perfect devotee outside. He stayed up all night, by the way. He was the first one to get up. It was the puppet of the gift shop. He was dressed in the best t-shirt with a japa, you know, thing. He had even a charismatic turban, which some of you men are missing out on. Joking, it's not important to have. But he has no mind. He's only a puppet. Therefore, we don't think he has gone to Mangal Aarti. We don't think he is a good devotee. We think, I hope I will not become like you, where my mind is switched off. So in the second gate, we really will watch now. We don't watch the mind, we will engage the mind. Don't watch the mind, it will go all over. Good. My dear everyone, let us sit straight, first gate. You know, just open your chest. It's not that this is a rule to do, but it just is helpful. And let us chant the Panchatattva mantra together. And then, after chanting the Panchatattva mantra together, we will soon go to these two focus, two functions. We will either focus, I recommend to focus in the beginning to have the sound vibration, the stream flowing in your, we go now into the mid water and the deep flow, you know, and sometimes switch into the receptive mode. Can we do this? Good.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Vivasadi Go Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Please continue. Once again, it is important that you are chanting in the Upangsu style that is audible for yourself. On my right hand side, there's a devotee who gets a little ecstatic and his volume has increased to double when he started. So stay with the Upangsu style. If you want to apply intensity, do it inside, not outside. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Your best. Simply try your best. Krishna will see it and Krishna will help you. Just give your best. Try. Good pronunciation. good listening, and then the gate of the mind. Either engage the mind in focusing on the sound vibration, which may be appropriate when you have in New York and English lost it, or when you are with the stream of the steady flowing Ma mantra, just passively receive with your mind the Namamrita, the nectar of the name. Hare Krishna. Try your best. Hare Krishna. We come into this area of chanting where there are two things going on. When we have chanted prolonged with effort, and where we have blended out all distractions like looking at our WhatsApp messages or whatever we usually do, eating a snack in between, or just being absent-minded. So when we have done this, like I'm really impressed by you. You are doing exceptionally well. And those who are beginning on this path of absorbed chanting, you're willing to try your best. But after some time, the mind muscle just becomes slobby. It is just difficult. It's not that the mind is a rascal. It's just, you know, when you hang, what is this called when you go on a
pull up?
Yes. After, I don't know how. With me, it's after half a pull up. I'm finished. It's natural. You can't, you know, offend your muscles and say, hey, 10 minimum. You know, you just have to understand. It's very difficult for the muscle. So the mind muscle, if you want to use this word, also gets naturally exhausted, and that's not a fault. And at that time, something happens. When you're exhausted, your heart is no longer in it. We know this from relationships. I hope it never happens to you and it never happened to you. But we know people say to each other, I'm just sorry, my heart is no longer in it. I'm trying, but it's just not in it. No, or any activity which we do, you know, I'm sorry, I'm trying, but my heart is no longer into golf playing. It's not a problem, by the way. So the devotee who wants to chant with taste cannot ignore his heart. The mind will get tired, but when the heart is in it, the mind is simply not tired. It may be tired, but it's not a problem. You can continue. So this, my dear devotees, I consider this the main rule in Goda Japa and Kirtan also. Your heart has to be in it. I request you to go, when you go into the temple, on your right hand side, before the gift shop, there is this ideal Japa man. He's dressed like a Japa man. He is has the right T-shirt for it. I think he has the B-bag also, luxury B-bag, and a hint that you can get the same in the shop if you wish. But his heart is not there. And therefore, I think only Srinam will care to address him. But all of us will just walk past him. He's not a company we seek. So this idea of bringing the heart to the chanting is called in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. There are two parts of Bhakti. Anyone remembers the first? Cheshta Rupa Bhakti. It's Cheshta means an effort, where you make an effort like now, where you sit down and you chant it so good that we can make from each one of you the movie of the ideal japa chanter. But you all come now to the place where it gets a little difficult. I have carefully studied. A few have just, I need to go to the frogs, you know, or do something, or the groundhogs, or, you know, just leave this, you know. Yes, this is normal. This shows that you are a normal, functioning human being. But there are higher levels than an ordinary person. You can train yourself for a life less ordinary. This is a slogan of Pandavasena, a life less ordinary. And this happens when you don't just make an effort, a forceful effort, a disciplined effort. It is important. Discipline and effort is important, because otherwise we never get out of bed in the morning. But it's not enough to stay on the platform of bhakti. You need to have what is called the second mode of bhakti, say? Bhava Rupa Bhakti. And Jiva Goswami makes the point, they come together, they are one at one stage. In other words, even the one who makes effort is doing this with a devotion in his heart. No? So it cannot be separated like this any longer. But in the beginning, in the initial phases, where we are young to the kingdom of Bhava, of devotional ecstasy, there we have to make an effort. The effort is done with the body and the mind. But don't stop there. You need to now access deeper devotional feelings. And my dear devotees, there are two ways, there's actually only one way. Devotion is not an item of this world. Item, or what is that? Is it an item? We can say like this. No, it's not a property of this world. It comes from another world. It is a spiritual item, a spiritual thing. Therefore, this devotion or bhakti can only be received in this world from one source. Say? A devotee who has devotion. Yes, this is made in the Madhurya Kandambini, this point. The Lord has given his bhakti, or this devotion, to his agents who distribute it. So therefore, you either come into a kirtan, like I think we all agreed yesterday, there were some New York English cool kirtans. No, or they were not cool, they were a little hot, I would say. Or warm kirtans, or tender kirtans. And I think for me, when I heard in my little prison, in my cottage, the kirtan in the workshop, I said, I must go. There's some heart in this kirtan, some bhava in this kirtan. So you can get it from devotees. That's why we like kirtan, when there is a kirtan leader who chants with this devotional feeling, no, who's not absorbed. Or like this morning, the Mangal Aarti singer, woo, very nice Mangal Aarti. Oh, Krishna, Krishna. So yes. Now, there are not always Bhava Bhaktas around. They are not so frequent in this world, but they have left their songs and their writings so that we can go through them. And therefore, I want to read something to you. It is from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who paraphrases the main Bhava Bhakta. We are known as Rupanugas, followers of Sri Rupa Goswami. And he says, Hari He, he addresses Hari, Hey, hey, Hari, Hey, hey, Hari He, Tomara Bhuliya Avidya Pidaya Piditara Sanamora. Oh Hari, I have forgotten you, and as a result my tongue is afflicted with a serious disease of jaundice. It's the jaundice of ignorance. The ambrosia of the holy name of Krishna is unpleasant for me, if I'm really honest, as I am engrossed in worldly pleasures. So he gives now a solution. When you have jaundice on your tongue and your body is yellow like a dhoti, a yellow dhoti, from the effect of jaundice, you must take raw sugar. It's not this industrialized sugar, which has no nourishing property. It's a raw rock candy made from sugar cane. No, so and if you take that nectar, it will take bitter. You want to spit it out. It is terrible in my tongue. Will all my teeth fall out when I continue this? You resist it. But then if you continue to take, what is the medicine for jaundice? You will be all right. So he continues, Pratidina jodi adara koriya senamakil tanakori. If, listen to this, with loving regard, now the heart comes into the, enters the stage of chanting. If with loving regard I daily chant that holy name which acts like sugar candy that can destroy jaundice at its very root. If I chant this, gradually that name will become sweet to me. Oh Hari, please say, Oh Hari. Yes. My misfortune is Dasa parada amara dudaiva kemone hoibekshaya. My misfortune is this one thing. I have not developed loving regard. This, the Bengali word is adara, loving regard. I have no heart in this. I have not developed loving regard for that name. Oh merciful Lord. If I have no loving regard, if I have no heart, how will the 10 offenses to the holy name, which are the cause of my misfortune, ever be obliterated? What a wonderful new word for me. And then he concludes, if I sing your holy name every single day of my remaining life, by your mercy, all my offenses will gradually disappear, and a taste for your holy name will develop within me, and I will relish the nectar of the holy name. So the adara, loving regard, it's done in the heart. Oh, holy name. I like this prayer very much. Oh, Lord, I have forgotten you for so many long years in this material world. My God, it's so long, it's not true. In Great Britain, they would say it's sick. This is my problem. Today I am trying to correct this. I'm turning to you, my Lord, as your sincere and serious servant. Please accept me. And so if you revive your tired heart, tired, I don't mean physically tired, spiritually tired, and chant like this, the third heart, you will, please watch this, you will go through the third gate and you will enter the altar room where you will have darshan of Naam Prabhu in his glory, in his beauty, with his ornaments, with his very, very kind and merciful smile that encourages you. All right, my dear everyone, time is going. We will have now one round for this exercise. And then I will say something. I'm sorry I was a little long-winded, but I thought it's important to convince that part in you that is still doubting my heart. Should I put my heart into the chanting? So you must, otherwise you will leave the chanting. It will fall to the side in your life. Please let us chant the Panchatattva mantra. Jai, fantastic, excellent. Od Lishno, really nice. Did you also appreciate this light-filled and air-filled venue? It's somehow nicer for chanting. It was suggestion of Achyuta Gopi, so it worked very well, I felt. Good. So this marks the end of our second guided japa workshop. Tomorrow we will keep on working with this model. There are deeper and deeper and yet deeper levels to this. For now, I request you to make your way to the temple. We have the morning darshan of the deities there, followed by Guru Puja. And then at 8 o'clock, this is also, this is important for you, there is the discovery lecture that sets the theme for today's lecture. It is an amazing theme, and you will need it to really survive the workshop. In the workshop, there will be an exercise that I guarantee you will tell this exercise to your grandchildren. It is something. Surprise, surprise for now. Okay, so please make your way. You will reach in time. Hare Krishna.